This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Well, we're back again, and it's so good to be here. And, you know, it's just amazing to see God in action. And you know, sometimes our eyes, we might not even see what's happening, and then all of a sudden it hits us and go, wow, that can't be a coincidence. And I always say coincidence is when God decides to stay anonymous. And there's sometimes that we can't express the bigness of God, but things happen, and we watch these things happen, and we know that it's too big for us. Just like this radio show is too big for me. I know this is God, it's not me, and it is his show, it's not my show. And it's so good to be with you all today. And I'm amazed when I have callers call in, because when you're talking on the radio waves, you don't know who's listening, because you can't see your audience. And it's really interesting to be in an environment like that. It's much easier when you can see who you're talking to. But I know that there's all ages and all walks of life, and I know that Jesus loves each and every one of you, and maybe there's a message here. So I just want to let you know that you are listening to KKLA 99.5. This is the Sue Free Show, and if you hear something today that you want to share, or you want to just hear it again, you know, you can. And how you do that is you go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And there are so many wonderful things on that website that can help you or your neighbor or your friend or your sister or your brother. So I just want to welcome you to that website, and be sure and look into that. There's going to be some wonderful things for the holidays, too. So I want you to be aware that those things are there. So today, our special guest is Samantha Brimmer. And she is the grant writer for Johnny and Friends. And if you haven't heard about Johnny and Friends, you're in for a real treat. And if you have, you're going to hear maybe some other stories that you haven't heard before. And we are going to have a video on our SueFreeze.com website so that you can see a little bit. But just realize you need to have some Kleenexes, because it's amazing what this ministry does. Because of Johnny and Friends, they receive no government funding. Samantha directs all her grant proposals to private foundations and corporations, requesting funding for all national and international programs offered through Johnny and Friends, including all 9 of their area ministry offices. Foundation grants account for approximately 6% of the annual budget for Johnny and Friends. Samantha began working at Johnny and Friends in the fall of 2005 and feels very blessed to have the opportunity to serve people affected by disability. Beginning as a development coordinator, thanking donors, and learning the different aspects of fundraising, she was then promoted to grant writer for the ministry in 2008. Samantha lives with her family in Camarillo, California. Samantha, it's so good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Sue. Thanks for inviting me.
You have such a wonderful voice. You have a voice for radio.
Oh, wonderful. Mother always told me I had a face for radio.
Yes. I've used that before. It's very funny, you know, and people don't have to get dressed up to be on the radio either. So
that's
kind of
right.
Nice. So Johnny and Friends is an international disability ministry. How many countries are you working in?
We work in about 23 countries around the world.
And what types of programs do you offer to serve people affected by disability in these countries?
We actually have quite a variety of programs. We have one of our main programs is called Wheels for the World, and we take wheelchairs to about 21 countries. Excuse me, about 16 countries on 21 trips every year. It's about 5,700 wheelchairs that we deliver, we professionally fit the chair to the recipient, give them a Bible, and present the gospel. Another program, we do international family retreats, which are programs, 4 or 5 day programs for not just the person with a disability, but the entire family that is affected by disability. They get to go and get support, and they have fun, but they also get to learn about God and Jesus and the hope that he has for them. We hear marvelous stories of things that happen at our international family retreats. We also do church training. We do pastors' conferences. We have seminaries and universities that we work with doing curriculum and training students. We have internship programs. We have team med, which is like two doctors, two dentists. They'll go into an area in a country that may not have the best medical care. And what they will do is they'll actually help train local doctors and dentists in the best practices of serving people with disabilities, and they will also be presenting the gospel. Everything that we do is underlined by presenting the gospel. So just as an overview for that.
Right, and that's so wonderful because it's such an avenue, because you're helping these people be mobile by giving them a wheelchair. When I've seen some of these videos, and I have to tell you that, you know, there's people that don't even have feet, or they don't have a means to walk, and mm-hmm. you're giving them the ability to be able to get around. And firsthand, because I just went through a accident where I couldn't walk for 4 months, and now I'm on longer than that, but I couldn't walk for 4 months. And so before that, when I would see somebody in a wheelchair, I felt sad, and I'd always smile. I know I watch other people now that I've been through this, and I watch people that see people in wheelchairs or on walkers or whatnot, and a lot of times people will look down and not make eye contact. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that with people?
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
It's an uncomfortable situation.
Right.
But you know what? What's wrong with looking them in the eyes and just saying hi, you know, and smiling? It's
exactly.
It's a
just
wonderful
acknowledge
thing.
That there is a person there.
There, exactly. And, you know, I used to say that I was at zipper level for a very long time. It felt like a long time because, you know, when you walk into a room and you're on your legs, you're at a certain height. And yeah. when you get on a wheelchair, you're at a different height. And it's so different. And the stories I have personally has just made me a lot more empathetic and understanding to what it's like to go into a restroom and have the disabled the stall. I was thinking stable. That's so funny because it was a horse that did it to my leg.
Well,
but anyway,
yeah.
The stall is being used by somebody that really doesn't need that stall. And, you know, what do I do in that situation? It's interesting. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5. And we're talking to Samantha Brimmer, who is talking to us about Johnny and Friends, who has an amazing ministry that did not, you know, it didn't start out the way it is now, did it? Samantha, it started out with one area of need, and it's just blossomed into so many arenas, as you mentioned a minute ago, all the different areas that you've gone into.
Absolutely. Yeah, Johnny started this ministry back in the late 70s. She actually had a movie made about her called Johnny. The Billy Graham Association made a movie about her life, and she started receiving correspondence from people who they just didn't know what to do. They had different disabilities or the similar disability to Johnny, and they were looking for help and hope, and how did she get through it? And she started a correspondence ministry, and that is actually what blossomed Johnny and Friends, was it started at her dining room table, and God just took it and exploded it to this international ministry.
I see that as a message that can be heard right now. It's all of us face trials and tribulations in our lives, and how we deal with those trials and tribulations can make the difference not only in your life and your well-being, but also in the well-being of those that you are in touch with. Because we never know the ripple. We never know how far, how deep, how wide what we do is going to affect those around us. So, you know, we're called to be ambassadors, and we're called to be living like Christ. And here is a woman who you're going to tell a little more about it, who's been through a lot in her life. And what has she done? Has she gone, woe is me? And oh my gosh, you know, she has every right. She, if you looked at her and you saw what she's been through, you would say, and there's other people in this boat too, you would say they could have taken that road of woe is me and oh my gosh, you know, poor me. But instead, she's looking for opportunities on how she can help others. So here you're saying she was at the dining room table, and correspondence is what it's about. It's communicating with those. It's opening up the floodgate, opening up that door to say, look, you know, I'm hurting maybe and I'm in need, but also there's other people that might be in the same boat or need to have someone to talk to.
Absolutely.
And are you one of those people, listeners? Are you one of those can be available to somebody that might need to talk? They might need to have an ear and a heart, unconditional love of just being there. And that's what Johnny did. And look where this has gone. And what an amazing testimony that is. Somebody that could have just said, I'm beaten, I'm done. No, no. What can I do to help others is the attitude.
Exactly. Johnny even says that, you know, when she first was in the hospital after her accident, she was depressed. She did go through a time of not knowing what was the point, because she was very, very active when she was young. And she,
can you start from what happened and at what age? Because there's a lot of listeners that don't know even who, I can't believe this, but don't even know who Johnny is.
All right.
So let's just start with her story.
Okay. Well, Johnny Erickson Tata grew up in Maryland, and in 1967, when she was 17 years old, she and her sister went to the Chesapeake Bay to go swimming. Johnny swam out to a floating dock, and her sister was still on the beach. And without checking the depth of the water, Johnny dove in head first and hit bottom and instantly broke her neck.
Oh.
Now,
17 years old.
17 years old. And
full
like
of
said,
life.
She was very active. She was riding horses. She was running. Just a very, very active young woman. And It absolutely pulled the rug out from underneath her. She didn't know what God's plan was, what his purpose was. And actually, during her time in the hospital, at one point, just wanted to turn out the lights and never function again.
Understandably so.
Yes. And so like you were saying earlier with the relationship, it was because of friends who came around her who read her scripture and gave her the hope of Christ that, you know, she had kind of put on in the back of her mind and wasn't really living in the hope that he offers. Those friends and family came around her and prayed for her and uplifted her. And finally she said, you know, Lord, if I'm not going to die, then show me how to live. And that's what he's been doing for the last 40 odd years that she has been in a wheelchair. I mean, she now has served on the National Council on Disability, the Disability Advisory Committee to the U.S. State Senate. This year, back in May, she was the honorary chair of the National Day of Prayer.
Wow.
She's a charter member of the Founders Board at the C.S. Lewis College in Massachusetts. I mean, the titles that she has, I could just go on and on. God has completely taken her life and used it to show people that He has grace for you no matter what your situation is. He loves you no matter your situation, and he will use you even when you can't even see how that's possible. He can take your situation and touch someone else.
That's right, and that's kind of what I was saying earlier. That's exactly the same thing. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, and we're talking about Johnny and Friends, and here's a woman who was full of life and full of, you know, she had such a future. And at 17, she decided to jump off a dock. And, you know, sometimes we make these decisions and we have no idea the outcome. And I know me personally getting on a horse and having what happened to me. Mine is temporary, although it just feels like it's going on forever. but it is temporary for me. And I know there's listeners out there that it's not temporary. I know that there's people out there that this is whatever situation you're in, you know, that it's tough. It's really tough. And sometimes it can get you down. It can get you really down. But no matter how down you get, I bet there's somebody out there that's even worse off than you, number one. And number two is, if you look up and you just ask God, like Johnny did, if I'm not going to leave this world, show me how to live in this world with whatever's going on. Help me be a better person. Help me help others. And that is an amazing thing. But we need to ask God that, and he'll show us, won't he?
Yes, he will. Absolutely.
Yeah. So she, you know, she can sing too.
Yeah. Oh, she sings beautifully. We have CDs of, in fact, just listening to her Christmas CD the other day. She has an absolutely lovely voice. She also is a mouth artist, meaning that she paints and draws, putting the pencil or brush in her mouth. She's had many art shows and just does gorgeous, gorgeous art. She's written over 46 books. She's a, she recently, well, about 5 years ago, wrote her memoir called The God I Love, and it chronicles her life and how her relationship with the Lord has been strengthened through her disability.
So, listeners, you're listening now, and I know that there's many of you that are hurting. And listening to this story, it I don't know about you, but it gives me hope. It gives me a hope when maybe you feel hopeless, that there is a God, and we know there is a God. But there's a God out there that loves you, and he died, even if you were the only person, he died for you. So just embrace that and understand that if you're in a situation where you're needing help, if you're needing to talk to somebody, that there is somewhere you can go. I'm going to have a list of phone numbers and places to get help or to talk to somebody. Any information that you're going to need is going to be on the Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And even the website and any information that you might need regarding Johnny and Friends is going to be on this website. So you can get on my email list. You can be a part of this. I don't want to say a movement because God is the movement. I want to be a resource. I want to be a resource for those. And just understand that we all have down times. And we are, we're called to pick up our brother, walk alongside one another. And a word that came to me was two. And I was looking up scriptures, and there's so many with the word two. It's amazing. I couldn't bring them all up. So that's going to be another show. So from here, just remember Sue Free, spelt like fries, .com, and you can go on there and get all kinds of information, see a video on Johnny and Friends, and connect with her organization, her ministry, because the reach out here is to let people know that there is somewhere where you can be of help or get help. And that's the thing, is that when you're up, you can give. When you're down, you need to be given too. And we're here for both. And it's a wonderful thing, this world, and the Lord is there for all of us. Can you provide, Samantha, more details on the Wheels for World? How exactly does it work?
Well, Wheels for the World, we have what we call our chair corps. We have about 500 or 600 people across the United States. And what they will do is they will collect used but restorable wheelchairs. They're all manual chairs. We don't take electric chairs because we're taking these chairs to countries where, you know, electricity and batteries and things are just going to become a problem. And so we collect about 12,000 of these used wheelchairs every year, and then they're shipped to prisons across the United States. We have about 14 prisons we're working with right now that actually have restoration shops where the inmates have been trained on how to restore the chairs to like new condition. They put on new vinyl, new footrests, you know, whatever's necessary. They shine them up, and they're beautiful, really. They look great. Then those chairs are shipped with a team to 16 countries around the world, and we take anywhere from 150 chairs to sometimes 600 or 800 chairs on a trip. And the team is made up of physical and occupational therapists, mechanics, and support staff. And what they do is they take this wheelchair and they make sure that it is fit specifically to the recipient. The therapists, they measure, they lay the recipient down, they stretch out their legs, whatever is necessary to do to see how it's going to fit them best. And then our mechanics do all the adjustments because it's so important that someone gets a wheelchair that is fit to them properly, because it can actually cause more damage if the wheelchair doesn't fit. There's pressure sores and all sorts of things. So it's a great ministry. And while that's happening, the recipient, whether it's a child or adult, they are being ministered to by the staff around them. The family is being talked to. Sometimes if it's a child, they're being held and loved. And sometimes they have never gotten that from anyone outside their family. And so we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus when we take these wheelchairs and show these people, you know, this is the love of God. And after they receive their chair, they are given a Bible in their own language, and the gospel is presented by a local pastor. And that way, if the family is open to that and they want more information, or if they do accept Christ, which, just as a sidebar, just last year we had over 2,500 people accept the Lord internationally just from our Wheels for the World trips. So it's definitely all about ministry. But those local pastors can follow up and make sure the family isn't left alone, that they're welcomed into their church community and people are reaching out to them.
And they have a way to get to church.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now we have kids who have never been to school because,
they,
you know, mom
there.
Couldn't carry them anymore.
Yeah. Get too big.
Exactly.
Oh, and so wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, all wheelchairs aren't alike, because I had a hand-me-down wheelchair and I never was measured or anything, but it didn't matter. It was so wonderful for me to be able to get out of the couch, off the couch, and just be able to move. And this is temporary, whereas some people it's all time. And I'm just thinking, wow, what a blessing to be able to be mobile, to be able to move from here to there. And you know, you do get past the age where someone can pick you up and carry you. You got to be able to do it on your own.
Absolutely.
So what an amazing thing. And think back, okay, 17-year-old girl jumps off, you know, and hits her neck, breaks her neck, and all of a sudden now, you know, I mean, no idea that was going to be this, what it
exactly.
is now. No idea. But being obedient to, okay, God, show me how to live was her request. If I'm not going to leave this world, what am I going to do to make it a better place to live? And we all can ask ourselves that. What are we doing today to change this world? Are we looking for a need? Are we looking for a niche? Are we looking for something that we can help with? And we think we're just one person. What more? What can we do? But really, you know, it's a God thing, isn't it? It's not. Johnny was obedient and she said, God, show me. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. But then God is the one that came in and did it. But she was willing. She had a willing spirit, a willing heart. And what a blessing for her, too. I mean, it's got to be such an overwhelming feeling to know that through what she's been through, the amount of people that she's helping by what she's doing, that must be such a good feeling. Talk about significance for God.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing thing.
I just want to tell you, we also have a television program. We have a Johnny and Friends television program that we do.
You do?
Yes, we
do.
That
I didn't know.
We do. It's on DirecTV and it's on the NRB channel, and I'm trying to remember. I know if you go to our website, johnnyandfriends.org, all the information's there about the different channels or stations that it's on.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to tie that in and tell you that the very first program that we did the story of Johnny, and the program is called I'd Rather Be in This Wheelchair Knowing Him.
Oh.
And, I mean, that just kind of gives you a clue as to her perspective.
Uh-huh.
You know, she said she would much rather go through what she went through again and be as close to the Lord as she is than to have just lived, quote-unquote, normally and to not have the relationships that she has and to have seen the miracles that he's done in her life and through her life, through her story, just blesses her beyond belief. And the rest of us, too, here, you know, as we get to watch it, we're just in awe most of the time.
How often do you see her?
Well, I see her daily because
I
do work in the home office. So.
Oh, my gosh. How wonderful is that?
I'd like
to know what it's like to work in that environment. So we are going to go to break. And after the break, what I want you to do is be thinking about a specific story about someone that's been helped by this ministry, because I think that just kind of wrenches at the heart. And at this time of year, we want to definitely be into that. So we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
Okay, so we're back from the break, and during the break, Samantha was kind enough to let me know that I did not say her last name right, and I know what this is like because people are always saying my last name wrong. So her last name is Brimer, not Brimmer. So Samantha, I'm so sorry about getting your name wrong.
Not a problem.
So now we've got it right, Brimer, Samantha Brimer. It's a nice name.
Thank you.
So
I'm kind of fond of it.
Yes, of course, and you should be. So before the break, I had said that I would like it if you could, kind of tell us a story about someone that's been helped, because I love those stories.
Absolutely.
So,
well, this one really touched my heart. There was a story about a woman in Thailand, and her name is Oropin, and she has a daughter named Deer, and just like it sounds, D-E-A-R, Deer.
Uh-huh.
Deer was born with cerebral palsy and hydrocephalus, and the local doctors, they really didn't have a lot of help for her. They just don't have the medical care that, you know, is available here. And finally, a tiny village hospital in northern Thailand told Oropin, take her to the Johnny and Friends Wheels for the World program. Go there, and they'll show you love. And so Oropin packed up her daughter, who's 10 years old. They traveled over 4 hours to reach the distribution site. And when she got there, as I said before, the wheelchair was customized for Deer by our team, and the gospel was presented, and we gave them a Bible in Thai. And it was the first time that Oropin had heard about a loving Heavenly Father. Because in her culture, fatherhood can be very harsh, especially for someone with a disabled child. Fathers tend to leave because they just don't know how to handle it. And so this was a whole new concept for her. And so they listened to the gospel. And when we put Deer into the chair, Oropin said, you know, those doctors were right. We have found love here. And she held up her Bible and she said, and these are the love letters from our Father.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, wow, how many times do we stop and think these are love letters from our Father? But she just had the best perspective.
Yes.
You know?
And
so it wasn't just practical help that we gave them. It was the hope of Christ that will change their life.
That's right. And it's in action. It's not just words. It's action.
Exactly,
you know?
Correct.
And it's putting it together. You know, don't be a person just of words. Be of action.
Right.
Yes. That's
exactly.
A wonderful story. Do you have any other story? I'm sure you have a million stories.
I was gonna say.
So have you been personally involved in the programs, you know, at Johnny and Friends? Or, you know, have you been personally involved?
I have. I actually, mentioned family retreats earlier.
Yeah.
We have 22 family retreats domestically, and then we also have, I believe next year we're actually going to have 12 international family retreats. But domestically we do have, I live in Southern California, and so we have three areas in California where we have retreats. We have one down at Murrieta Hot Springs, we have one in Fresno at Wonder Valley, and we have one up in Scotts Valley, up in Northern California at Mission Springs Conference Center, and that's the one I actually attend every summer.
And what happens at these?
Oh, my goodness. This is, we call it, forget Disneyland, this is the happiest place on earth.
Okay.
This is it. This is a place, like I said before, where families, the entire family gets to come to summer camp. And everything is disability accessible. We have rock climbing walls and horseback riding and motorcycle rides and lifts to get people who can't use their legs to get into the pool. And all of those things that normally someone with a physical disability is unable to participate in.
Yeah. Yes.
And the encouragement and the cheering that happens during these events is just amazing. And the smiles that happen on the faces of the people who are trying new things and their world is expanding, it's just phenomenal. And along with that, not only do we have fun, but we have a kids program, we have teen programs, we have adult programs where they're hearing the gospel again and hearing that, you know, God loves you and He has a purpose for your life. And the camaraderie that happens and the support that happens at the family retreats is absolutely indescribable. It really is.
Sounds
I come back
like
changed
it.
Every single year.
Yeah, I bet. I bet that would be an environment that would definitely move you. That's for sure. You're listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. You know, this show is syndicated, and it goes to San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. Did you know that, Samantha?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so If you have friends or neighbors or anybody that you want to hear this, you can let them know. And also, you know, don't forget, if you just tuned in with the Sue Freeze Show, is that there's a website that you can go to, listener, and it's Sue Freeze, spelt like fries. That's where they get my name messed up, Samantha, and .com. And you go on the website, and there are videos, there are TV, Sue Freeze TV videos, and there are podcasts of each show. So that if you miss it or you want to share a podcast, you can do so by going to the SueFreeze.com. Website. And also you'll get all of the information to connect with the ministries that I talk about and to, such as Johnny and Friends. So you'll be able to, if you miss the address to their website, go to my website and you can get their website. So it's a resource that you can use. Boy, that was a mouthful, wasn't it?
I'm really impressed.
So am I. I can't believe I got through that like that, but I did. So, do you have another story that comes out that you can think of? Because I like the stories.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's see. From family retreat, there is a young man named Scotty who always goes to the retreat where I go. And Scotty has actually been attending retreat for years and years. And he was born with Down syndrome. A lot of people that are born with Down syndrome are probably the most friendly people that you've ever met in your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And Scotty is no different. He will talk to you, wave, whatever. But the story, I guess it's more amusing than actually anything else, but we have a talent show every year at Family Retreat, and we have kids who get up and do anything and everything. Well, not just kids, all the adults, all the families are welcome up on the stage to do whatever they want to do. And I know when I first started, which was 6 years ago, my first family retreat, Scotty got up on stage, and Scotty named off all the states and capitals. Rapid fire, just boom, 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 boom. And we all sat there, and it was like there was a pause before everybody started clapping because we all went, well, I couldn't do that. Could you do that? I couldn't do that.
Right.
But it's those little things where you're just like, wow, who would have thought that this young man who, you know, has trouble articulating and having conversations and who can't necessarily have, you know, full conversations with you can just remember this amount of information. And
yeah,
it was amazing. And it was fun. And everybody stood up and cheered for him.
How wonderful.
And it was wonderful. And that's the kind of support, really, that happens. It's just in no matter what. I had a little girl, if I can tell one more story.
Sure.
I had a little girl that I was a volunteer for. Oh, you know, one part of family retreat, sorry.
That's okay.
One part of family retreat that I did not mention is what happens is, as a volunteer, you're assigned to a family. And you're with that family for the week. And so you don't give medical attention, but we do give support if they need help eating or walking or whatever. We're there for them. And it's also to give the family a break because in most families affected by disability, they don't get a break. They're on 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yes.
I
know a family like this, and it's so... I had my family taking care of me, and I was not a good patient. But anyway.
But that's one of the reasons that we have the entire family come, is so that
right,
the family can also get a break. And that's one of our focus points, because we don't know a lot of organizations that do this for the entire family. We know that there are a lot of camps for people with different disabilities, but we don't know of another organization that allows the entire family to come and rest and play and rejuvenate and grow in their faith in Christ.
Yeah, the best moments, as you know, is vacation time for families most of the time, because they are playing together.
Exactly.
Instead of dealing with the everyday life, you know, they get
yes,
to play together and actually laugh and have a good time. And
right,
what a wonderful thing to be able to offer and to have. and to give them a break to have somebody else that maybe might not be into that situation as a helper, it really gives you a new perspective on life.
Completely.
And what it's like. This is the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Samantha, say your last name.
Brimer.
Samantha Brimer. And we're talking about Johnny and Friends and the ministry and how amazing it is. And what I want to ask now is, how has Johnny and Friends grown over the years?
Well, we touched on it a little bit earlier, but like I said, it started out just as a correspondence ministry. And now we have the Wheels for the World outreach, family retreats. We have the Johnny and Friends television series. We have the Johnny and Friends radio program, where Johnny has her 5-minute radio programs daily on over, I believe it's 1,100 outlets.
Wow.
She also has a 1-minute radio program that she's been doing. We have one of our newest programs is called the Christian Institute on Disability, and this is ministry training, higher education, and a public policy center, where we are not a lobby group. We're not allowed to do that because we're a nonprofit. But we do want to make sure that the correct information is out there for people who are making decisions in our government.
Uh-huh.
We want to make sure that they understand, you know, the perspective of people with disabilities when they're
right.
making decisions. And so that's why we have a public policy center. Our higher education, we're training the next generation of Christian leaders in universities and seminaries around the world. We're working with Biola University and Master's College and Dallas Theological Seminary and places like that, everywhere from certificate programs to master's degree programs in disability ministry. Because that's how important it is. We need to make sure that the next generation carries us on. This isn't a Johnny's lifetime kind of ministry. This is something that, you know, God has put in place to carry on and to expand.
And it will.
I'm sure. Well, I have no doubt.
Yes. You know, I mean, it just, you know, you're personally involved. You're into this ministry and you see her every day. And I'm sure that's an amazing. What's it like coming to work?
You know,
can you even call it work?
There are days, yes.
Yes, I'm sure.
But really, it's really wonderful to know that the reason that I walk through the doors every day is not for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I receive a paycheck. I'm not going to deny that. But the purpose of my job is to make sure that people who otherwise would not be served are being served and are being shown the love of Christ. You know, as the grant writer, I'm here to raise money. But as our president always likes to say, he says, Johnny and Friends has no needs. The people we serve have needs. And there is no way that I could walk through the doors every day and ask for money for myself or
right.
for somebody who didn't have a need. The people that we're serving and, you know, the stories that I hear and the pictures that I see motivate me to know that I need to work hard to make sure that these people get the practical need that they, or excuse me, the practical help that they need, and also that they're shown the love of Christ.
So they're getting physical, they're getting spiritual,
mm-hmm.
they're getting mental.
Exactly.
You know, it's like
they're getting the emotional support.
They're getting every aspect of what's needed in a relationship. They're getting it through this ministry. It's not just a one sector kind of thing. Oh, we're going to help this, but not help that, because God works on the whole person.
Exactly.
So how can my listeners get involved? And I say my listeners, I shouldn't say my listeners. How can KKLA listeners get involved with Johnny and Friends?
Well, as I'm a volunteer with Family Retreat, we are always looking for volunteers to serve at Family Retreat. You don't have to have any experience working with people with disabilities. You are welcome to come and learn, and we will train you. All volunteers get 2 days of training before the camps. We also have opportunities in our Wheels for the World teams. And again, you may not be a mechanic or a therapist, but, you know, you are very organized. And we need people who can check in the families as they come. And we need people who will pray with the families after they've received a wheelchair. You know, there's so many needs that way. There's also, we have internship programs for students and church leaders who want to go and do hands-on ministry and really learn more about how to get involved in disability ministry.
So here's my challenge to you, listener out there, for the Sue Free Show, is that, number one, God has given each one of us gifts, spiritual gifts, just gifts. And so we are called to use those gifts for His glory. So no matter where you are in your life, you can be a giver, and you want to give in your gifts. So what I just heard was they have all kinds of needs at this ministry, and no matter what you think you can do, you might not even know what you can do for this organization, but all you'd need to do is make a phone call or email, and they could fit you in a slot and let you know if that's going to work for you, and you can let them know, and then you can move forward. But you know what? At this time in our lives, are you who you want to be? That's a really big question that I'm going to ask you right now. Are you who you want to be? And what is it you need to do to get where you want to go and to be the person that you want to be? And if it means getting out of self and being selfless and being there for others, or, you know, specific people or others, just be there for the Lord, what is it you're going to need to do? First thing is to identify where you're at, identify where you want to be, and maybe, you know what, your plan's not God's plan. But you want to ask God what's His plan and then follow that plan. And all you have to do is just say to the Lord, look, if I'm going to be used here, I want to be used for Your glory. So therefore, Lord, show me what You want to do with my life. Show me the gifts that You've given me so that I can be a good steward with Your gifts. Help me be what You want me to be, because You said something earlier. You said purpose, that we all have a purpose here on this earth, and we are called to make that purpose happen. And we can't do it without the Lord, because the Lord's the one that designed us. So therefore, we got to ask Him, you know, what's Your plan? What's the design? And help me get there. So what does the new year look like for Johnny and Friends?
Well, our ministry is just, God is blessing us beyond belief. We're now working with 14 universities across the United States, 6 international universities and seminaries with our Christian Institute on Disability. We started with 4 international family retreats. This year we're going to be having 12 international family retreats.
Triple. Did you hear that? Triple.
Yes. I'm not kidding. In this economy, you know, we know that there are some nonprofits that are having trouble. And we feel exceptionally blessed that Johnny and Friends isn't just maintaining, but we're actually thriving. And I can't explain it. I have no reason for it, but God's hand is on us, and it's amazing to watch.
Well, the needs are so plenty.
Exactly.
The needs are so plenty, and you're fulfilling more than one need. It's totally a God thing. That's the deal. It's a God's thing.
It is a God thing. And, you know, one thing I didn't touch on, and I should have.
Well, go ahead.
Because another part of Family Retreat, we also have our Wounded Warrior Getaway, where we're serving men and women who are returning from Iraq and Afghanistan.
And there's so many.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So we started with one in San Antonio. This coming year, we'll have 2 in San Antonio serving Brooke Army Medical Center, and we will have 2 Wounded Warrior Getaways in Maryland serving Walter Reed Medical Center.
That's amazing.
And again, the stories that come from that of servicemen and women who, you know, whether they've got post-traumatic stress disorder or a physical disability, whatever, you know, these men and women come back, and their whole life has been their strength, and now they feel quote unquote weak.
Right.
And the one of the purposes of the Wounded Warrior Getaway is to remind them, you know, we can do all things through Christ, and He is our strength, and
right.
It's not about us. And just because you have a physical limitation does not mean your life is over.
But we need to come alongside. There has to be someone to come alongside, you know.
Exactly.
And this thing about two, I really, there's something there, and I'm gonna do some research on that. But two, you know, come together, you know, and we need to help each other. It says, "Love thy neighbor as thyself," right?
That's right. And so two is better than one.
Exactly. So all these two things, it's like, you know, let's work together, and you know, you might be good at one thing, but you might be good at another. So let's work together as a team, and we can make it all happen. So.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's an amazing thing. So we have, I think, maybe 3 minutes left. So okay. In the 3 minutes, what would you like to say? And at the very beginning, you talked about what the goals were for being on the show today, because my goal is to give hope when there's hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And so we only have a few minutes left. So with that said, go ahead and say what you would like to say to the people listening.
I would just like to say that for those of listeners who do have some sort of disability, whether it be physical or a mental disability, that God loves you no matter what, and He will use you, and He has a purpose for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't have physical or mental disabilities, don't be afraid to reach out to someone who does. Don't hold back out of fear, because God has put you in a place where you can show His love and be His hands and feet. And, you know, reach out and smile or say
right.
hello or introduce yourself. And you don't know where God's going to take it from there. If you are just obedient in stepping out and making yourself available, who knows what God is going to do. And if anyone is interested in getting involved in our ministry, they can go to our website. It's johnnyandfriends.org. And all the information for our ministries is on the website.
That's awesome. Do you have any other stories? We have 1 minute left.
Oh, boy. Let's see. I'm trying to rack my brain real quick. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I kind of put you on the spot. And that's not really fair,
well,
is it?
You know what? Let me just say this one.
Okay.
I know that this year in China, there was a little six-year-old. I'm trying to remember his name. Oh, goodness. It was a little girl, not a little boy.
Okay.
Anyway, she was sitting in her wheelchair for the very first time, and she started singing Jesus Loves Me in Mandarin. And just the sweetest thing, because she got a physical manifestation of God's love handed to her.
Yes.
And again, there's a million stories that we could tell. but just those little things of how God touches each person, it really is phenomenal.
Yes, it is. So you see her every day. I want to ask, do you guys pray at where you work? Do you pray there?
Oh, yes. We actually have a morning prayer team.
You do?
And this is another thing for listeners. If anyone has a prayer request, we have a morning prayer team. And if someone calls in with a prayer request, we are just thrilled to pray for anyone.
How long does that last?
We have a half hour of prayer every morning that our prayer team takes these prayers and prays over. And you know, if it takes longer, sometimes we'll take them back to our desk and pray for them throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one focus. In the middle of our building, we built this building a few years back, and Johnny said, I want a chapel in the middle, because that is the center of our ministry. So we actually have a chapel, and our prayer team goes in there every morning to pray.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
You know, I have a business, and I'd love to have this type of thing in my business. So we have to be careful in business, but it's wonderful to be able to do this. Just thank you so much for being on this show. I feel so blessed, and I feel motivated, and I'm hoping the listeners understand that, you know, if you're feeling down, you can stay there if you like. It's your choice. You can stay down. And I know that sometimes down is, there's a reason we're down, and we need to pay attention to our down. But you know what? You can make a decision to turn it around, and all you need to do is look up, ask God to show you where to go and what to do, and He will make His plan clear to you. So until next week, make yourself a blessing to someone today. God bless you. And until next week, I look forward to seeing you then, talking to you then. Bye-bye.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy, and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.